Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Welcome, success friends. Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun. You know, we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Fabulous, Tom. Fabulous.
Today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency,
your fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is titled, What's Your Normal?
You know, Tom, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. And how about let's start today's show with a lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop, success friends, when that big monster change comes knocking on your door, open the door wide, say hello, and embrace whatever is about to be.
So true, Tom. So true.
Oh, we love that big monster change, Jerry. And when they come a-knocking, you make sure you answer that door. Success, friends, I want to say good morning. And how is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a little bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place, and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right here on Club KLBB Radio. And every weekday morning at around 9:15, right after Subway Trivia with Jeff, get motivated with your daily lemon drop. A little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Question for you, success friends. Who motivates the motivator? Answer, it had better be you. Remember, if you don't do it, it don't get done.
Yeah, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Jerry. Success friends, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your daily lemon drop. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. And you know, success friends, when I'm getting beat up by the world, I read a few of these and I go from I can't to yes, I can. Thank you for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom. No problem whatsoever.
And Jerry, how is life treating you?
Well, Tom, you know, I'm dating again.
Oh, really, Jerry? I didn't know that. How is that working out for you?
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm getting old here. I'm not dating. I'm working again.
Oh, you're working again. Okay. I didn't even know you took another job.
Yeah. I got a call from a modeling agency.
Okay. All right, Jerry. How's that working for you?
Well, I'm not too sure because they wanted me for the before picture.
Jerry, that gets a rim shot there. Excellent, Jerry. Excellent. You are too much. I mean, too much. But anyways, let me get going on here, Jerry. I need to introduce our wonderful producer today. He is a giant in the radio world. He is one of the best voiceover men out there, full of great ideas, and just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Bob.
Hey, good to see, hear from you and see you guys.
Oh, you know it, Bob. We always are listening to you and Stan every day from 12 to 2.
Yep, we're on weekdays, Monday through Friday, on the All Request Show.
Love them.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, I know you're a fan of our lemon drops. Any stand out in the past week for you?
Well, yeah, there is one. The one that I really liked this from the recent past was, it goes like this. Dream the dream you dream to dream.
Oh, I like that. That yeah. That's a tongue twister, huh?
It sort of is.
Dream the
it.
Dream you dream to dream. But you know, isn't it so true? I like that. That's fabulous.
Ah, I love it.
And success, friends, to get more of these, you just need to go to www.gps4success.com. Sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But hey, let's get into our success message of the day. Today's success tool, what is your normal? Now, success friends, I have a friend that got me to thinking about what is normal. You know, he made me stop and pause and made me realize that for many people, being satisfied with our normal is what keeps us from experiencing more from life. You know, our normal sometimes is what prevents us from making or hitting our goals.
Yeah, Tom, now tell us more after a few words from our sponsor.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be right back with my friend's story.
How am I going to sit right down and write myself a letter? And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Geriatrics.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25?
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Our success friends want to save money on their auto and home insurance.
I'm on it, Tom. I'm on it.
Thanks, Jerry. And success, friends, thanks for listening today. And remember, follow us on Twitter at hashtag Fierce Choice. Like us on Facebook at Thomas Fierce Insurance.
Hey, Tom, don't forget Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number for you.
Great job, Jerry. And success, friends, yes, it is. It is time, success, friends, what many people tell me is their favorite part of the show. You know what? And I haven't even said one word about this week's success tool. What was that one? What's your comfort, right? Let me get the exact. What is your normal? Man, what's my norm? I'm getting a little too comfortable here on the radio, I think, Bob, huh? Okay. Success, friends. Let's get. Yes, I know what we were up to. It's time for our success quotes. All right. So let me get to them. The first one is, and this is a great quote. It comes from Maya Angelou, who says, "If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be." And Maya, she is simply amazing. Our second quote of the day, Martin Luther King. "Human salvation," he says, "lies in the hand of the creatively maladjusted." And Jerry, that sure sounds like you, doesn't it?
Hey, watch it, Tom, but I do have a quote for you, too. "The only normal people are the ones you don't know that well." And that comes from Alfred Adler.
And Jerry, Isn't that the truth? Fabulous stuff here. Love those quotes. Thanks, Success Friends, for listening. But let me get back to our success tool of the day. As I was saying, I have a friend, you know, he got me to thinking about what is normal. He made me stop and pause and realize that for many people, being satisfied with our normal is what keeps us from experiencing more from life. It is what prevents us from making or hitting our goals. Let me tell you the conversation we were having. My friend, at the time we were speaking, was working for a corporation. He was married, had a couple of kids. He was also in the Army Reserve. The time was around 2003. You guessed it, he was called to serve in Iraq. And he went and found himself in a situation that was a little different, but he was a liaison between the Army and the Iraqi village governments. But Success Friends, that's not what this story is about. No, this story is about what he saw, felt, tasted, smelled, and learned while he was there. He tells how you knew you were approaching a town, not by the signs on the road, but by the smell. You know, he talks about the smell, how it stayed with you, and it was a combination of rotting garbage and excrement. Not exciting. These were poor towns, and some had no running water. Many had sanitation systems that just didn't work, and the town had no money to fix them. It was the smell of poor or no refrigeration, and you could smell it for miles before you reached the city limits. He tells of the anxiety he felt doing his job. He would meet with the mayor of a town, and while they spoke, he had guns trained on him. Talk about pressure. And he remembered well the heat, 130 degrees. And when a breeze came up, it was worse because the sand would actually sting you. But he and his fellow soldiers also had a heavy gear on and a helmet, and he remembers feeling that they were in an oven. This, my success friends, was not normal. However, what stuck out to my friend was that amongst all this stuff that was going on, the smell, the heat, the guns, were the children. They were barefoot in the hot sand, and they smiled and laughed and ran. Many had no clothes, but they had fun. Many were orphans, but they'd play soccer and dreamed about how great life was going to be. And these children in this challenging environment didn't have a care in the world. He told me he didn't understand it. And he saw this day after day and town after town. And it finally dawned on him. They were happy and enjoying life because this life, although not to him, but to the children, this life was normal. It was all that they knew. It was all that they had grown up. It was normal. So I ask you, success friends, what is your normal? My normal was waking up in the morning and having a shot of bourbon or vodka before my coffee. My normal was holding on to a job no longer than a month or two. My normal, well, let me just say that until I felt my normal wasn't normal, I didn't change. I did change when I changed my normal. And success friends, if you are not where you want to be, if your goals are not being reached, maybe take a look at your normal. Maybe make a change. Let's take one more break and finish up.
Okay, Tom, here we go.
How am I gonna sit right down and write myself a letter? And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrix.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
We're back, success friends. Hey, you know, we usually question our normal once a year at New Year's. How about doing it about once a quarter? It can help. At least that's how I see it, success friends. And until next week, get inspired, stay inspired. Gonna be-